I'm going to tell you the story of Snow White through the eyes of a 7-year-old. When I was in second grade, our classroom teachers decided that our class was going to be one of the first to do a play in the younger grades. And all of the parts were out for bid, and everybody was excited. And people wanted to be Snow White, and people wanted to be the dwarves. Nobody wanted to be the Wicked Queen. I begged, please don't make me be the Wicked Queen. I begged. I cried. I begged some more. And then I found out that my mother was going to the parent-teachers meeting, and she would know the day before I did who got the part. My mother, in her infinite adult wisdom, begged that I be given that part because I would be perfect to be the Wicked Queen. Well, the parts got assigned, and needless to say, I got picked to be the Queen. My very good friend Maria got picked to be Snow White, and you can imagine that I was a little envious of her because I didn't always want to be the boisterous, loud, not liked person. I just didn't want to be there. And I was young enough to understand and old enough to get that because I was capable, there were a lot of people, even at my age, who didn't like that I could do the things I could do. So I wanted some peace. There was no peace for the wicked here. The day of the performance comes, and everybody's excited, and my sister's there, and my mother's there, and I don't remember my brothers being there, to be honest. I'm probably glad they weren't, because it was all about girl power that day. So the play is going on very nicely, and all of a sudden I hear, kaboom! The kaboom was my friend Snow White falling. And it wasn't time for her to be on the ground. My teacher didn't know what to do. You could hear the collective, oh, from the audience. I didn't know what to do. But I had to do something because I was closest. So in my 7-year-old voice, I said, ha, 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 mirror, mirror on the wall. Now who's the fairest of them all? And as I said this, I very discreetly put my foot near my friend's arm, bent down, helped my foot get to her, took her arm very gently, and helped her up on the stairs as I finished with, see, I told you so, it's me. Everybody applauded. The show went on, and the only people who knew that wasn't part of the play were my mother, my sister, my teacher, and my friend. All lived happily ever after.